for those who have accepted my Son as their Savior. I am your God, and I am your Father. And I have heard many, many of my children cry out and question why a person wasn't healed, why a person wasn't delivered, why things didn't happen the way that they thought they should happen, especially when I have revealed in my word what I will do. But I would have you know that when you pray for people, I am moving. And I am moving through every part of you that is operating by kingdom faith. And I am moving through every part of you that is conformed to the image of my Son. I am doing everything that I can. I am healing everyone that I can. And yet so many of you would cry out, yes, yes, but my God is sovereign. It is true I am sovereign. But I have declared that I will move through you. You expect me to do many, many things without your faith. But I've said in my word that without faith it is impossible to please me. You interpret that to mean that if you just believe in me and believe that I exist and are born again, that's all it takes. No, you must understand. When I speak of faith and the faith that you need to please me, I am speaking about kingdom faith. I am speaking about the faith that was authored in you by your Savior, Jesus Christ. And so many of my children will look to the things done in the Old Testament, and they'll look to the 12 that were sent out two by two, and look to the 70 that were sent out two by two, and they will declare that they should be able to do the same things. But didn't my Son say you could? You see, the people in the Old Testament and the 12 and the 70 were not operating by faith authored in them by a Savior. And now that you are citizens of the kingdom, you must operate by the faith that was authored in you by your Savior. Please understand, I have never let anyone down. Please understand, I love you. My word declares that I am love. I have never lied. I cannot lie. I am doing everything I can through the faith you have available to me. And there is so much confusion about this. And the reason there is confusion is because so many of my children are depending upon faith to be developed according to the sermons they hear. But I have said that the faith you need only comes by hearing, and hearing by my word. Please understand, I'm doing everything for you that I can. But until you come to the place of depending upon me more and more, there is not more and more that I can do. And you learn to depend upon me the more that you come to know me and live by kingdom faith. It is my desire to manifest healings and miracles and great things through you. But doesn't my word say to look unto my Son, Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith? Stop looking at signs and wonders and miracles and start looking at the one who saved you. As long as you look for outward demonstrations, you will never pursue inward transformation. And it is the change in you, that inward transformation, that I work with. So be encouraged to know that I am willing to do great and mighty things through you, but you must yield yourself over to me and develop your love walk, which is also developing your faith. And when you do, yes, you will see great things happen. But when you get to that place, you will no longer be pursuing the great things happening. You will simply be pursuing demonstrating me to those you meet. So trust me. Lay down religion and embrace relationship. Relationship with me, and know me as your God and as your Father. For I am there for you always. Always, says the Lord. Jesus, I worship you. I praise your name, Lord. Father, may we see us as you see us. May we see our faith as you see our faith. May we see our love as you see our love. Like the song that we've sung so many times, open the eyes of our heart, Lord, not just to see you, but to see what you see. And help us desire conforming to your image more than we ever have before. May that be a hunger in our hearts, Father. Praise your name. Praise your name. I am so glad I can depend on you no matter what. I thank you for your mercy and your grace and your love. I thank you, Father, that Jesus is my best friend. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Glory and honor to you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. I don't know who this is for. I don't know how many it's for. But you've come here tonight hoping to receive a miracle. And I don't know how you define that miracle. I don't know what that means to you. But the Lord wants you to know that yes, being in prayer lines is a good thing. Having hands laid upon you during prayer is a good thing. But He wants you to know that you can receive from Him even if nobody lays hands on you and prays. And He wants you to know, He, His presence, His power is in this place right now. Right now. And He wants me to tell you, you do not have to wait till the end of the service to receive from Him what it is that you need. You can receive now, right now, right now, right now. You can receive from Him. He says, too many of my children have been trained to believe that healings and miracles can only take place if the great men of God pray for them. But I want you to know, you are a great man of God. You are a great woman of God. For you're my child, and your greatness is established in me. And I do not see you, my child, as someone who has to have another person lay hands on them before they can receive anything in life. I say to you, I am ready to minister to you right now as my child. Whether anyone lays hands on you or not, I am ready to touch your life and change you before this night is over, says the Lord.